Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank God for this opportunity once again to share God's Word. This evening, we'd like to look at an important subject concerning our eternal inheritance in Christ. Now, this topic is not unfamiliar, as many of us has been gone through this topic and is being brought up frequently to complement or support other portions of the scripture. In this short devotion, I'd like to just bring up some discussion to go through an overview of what this inheritance in Christ is and to compare it to our existing in worldly inheritance which we may have. Now, what is inheritance? Well, in the world, we define inheritance as any money or property that we receive after the death of a friend or relative, right? That is an inheritance. Now, whenever the word inheritance is mentioned that or come in our mind, especially within the family, we get excited, right? For those at the receiving end, there is this uncertainty about how much we will be getting. If there are more siblings, the inheritance is to be shared, hopefully in equal proportion. And as Asians, we do not discuss or mention this word among our family members, as it is considered disrespectful and not nice. And usually we leave it to the parents or the giver to decide and perhaps put in a will. And the will only be revealed in time to come. Now, it is biblical to leave an inheritance to our children. In Proverbs 13, verse 22 says, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." But here, as Christians, while it is good to build up an inheritance for our children, we should not place too much emphasis on it. We should be looking at a biblical view of inheritance. So not so much of the earthly, but the heavenly. The key text for tonight is Ephesians 1:11, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will." Now, this key verse tells us that there is a biblical definition about inheritance. To inherit means to receive an irrevocable gift, with an emphasis on the special relationship between the giver and the recipient. In this context, the giver is God and the recipient is the children of God. So this gift is irrevocable. That means to say, when God gives to you, you cannot change it. It is permanent. There are 3 points that I'd like to just briefly go through. 1, the promise of inheritance. 2, the nature of our inheritance. And 3, the guarantee of our inheritance. Now, the first point, the promise of inheritance in Romans 8:17, it reads, "And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." So we can see here that this inheritance is actually promised to us to be shared. It is not given to just one or two person. It is to be shared. It is communal, to be shared among God's children. And we are joint heirs of this inheritance. And also, this inheritance is inexhaustible. Unlike our worldly inheritance, yes, we may have some money. Perhaps some rich ones may have millions of it. But still, it is exhaustible. There is always a saying that the wealth in one generation cannot pass through the third generation. So it is exhaustible. But here, the inheritance in Christ, it is abundance, is forever. So we don't have to worry whether it will be depleted. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 is one verse that speaks of this abundance. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask, meaning the things that we ask, God will give you many times more abundantly. Or think, even before you think of what you ask, God already have prepared abundantly, and not just abundantly, but exceedingly abundantly. So this is according to the power that worketh in us. Number two, the nature of our inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1, 4, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Point one is incorruptible, as it cannot decay or perish. It is certainly, as compared to our property, we can decay over time and need maintenance. You know, in our church, you just look at a Bueller house. There are so many things to maintain. The windows decay over time. We have to put it up. And leakage, yeah, I think the EMC is doing very hard just to maintain a property. Or property can be consumed by fire, by accident. So it is corruptible. But God's inheritance, it is incorruptible. Number two, undefiled. It is pure and untouched by sin. Now, in comparison, our worldly inheritance, sad to say, it may contain ill grains, whether by sin of omission or commission. Sometimes when we earn money, for some reasons, knowingly or unknowingly, we overcharged somebody or we default on somebody. So all these inheritance that we earn, the money that we earn, it is not pure. But God has given us this inheritance undefiled. It is pure and untouched by sin. Point number three, unfading. Now, it never loses beauty or value, whereas our bank account is subjected to inflation and is always worrying, you know, whether the interest rate will go up or will go down. Our investment value, whether it will deplete over time. But here, God's inheritance is unfading. And the last point is reserved in heaven. It is kept safe by God. We will never lose this inheritance because God is the keeper. If you give to the bank, they are not God. You may lose the money. So put your money in heaven. Number three, the guarantee of our inheritance. Now, God don't just promise us. He provides assurance. Now, Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee of our inheritance. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted after ye have heard of the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest. Now this earnest can be translated as serious, determined, and is guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. So here you can see that God guarantee our inheritance and there is assurance. So in summary of the points that we have gone through, in light of our inheritance, of this glorious inheritance, and in view of that the Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee of our inheritance, then we should live as sons, not as slaves. Galatians 4:7 says, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if son, then an heir of God through Christ. So we should set our hearts on things above, as in Colossians 3, verses 1 to 3. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. By way of application, in summary, we all know and familiar with the story of the prodigal son. Yes, the younger son demanded and took his portion of inheritance. He left home and squandered all that he had. By doing so, he actually severed all relationship with his father. Because asking for the portion of his inheritance is as good as saying his father is dead. because inheritance is something that is passed on when a person dies. This younger son has no interest in building a relationship with his father. He only wanted the inheritance, the gift. Next, we know that the older son is jealous when the younger returned, and the father celebrated by throwing a big party. While he did not curse the father dead by asking for his portion of inheritance, he too is blinded by duty without love. He complained that he has been dutiful and he did all the bidding by the father without any complaint. But he did all this just out of duty. There is no relationship and there's no genuine love. And he is jealous that his brother, after spending his portion of inheritance, and now is back for more. In his mind, he is probably thinking and worrying his portion of inheritance might be reduced because of this. All he thinks of is the gift of inheritance, not the relationship with the father. He doubted the father's love and generosity. And when the elder son complained to the father, and the father replied, "Son, thou art ever with me." Meaning, "Son, you are with me. I am with you. I will always back you up. I will never despise or forsake you. You are always with me. And all that I have is thine too." So the father is all loving, is all generous, and is all giving. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe we are not like the prodigal son, but sad to say, many of us are more like the elder son. We are only interested in the inheritance, but not the relationship with God the Father. We are only interested in the gift, but not the duty and the work that will come to restore the relationship with Christ. So in this short devotion, may the Lord convict us of our lukewarm love for him and give us the desire to build a close and genuine relationship with him. This is because the true inheritance is found only in Christ and Christ alone. So may the Lord help us. Let us pray. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for your word that you have given us an inheritance unspeakable. And yet we have forsaken you, we have not loved you as we ought. And we have thinking that having a ticket to heaven is enough. But yet, our lives are not transformed. Our life has not been loving and have not served you as we ought. Father, forgive us. Renew our love for you and help us not to point finger at the younger son, neither at the older son. But look ourselves in the mirror, whether we have walked a life that is pleasing to you. So Lord, we ask that you will help us to realize our waywardness. Help us to look up to you for the inheritance that is set up in heaven for us. And help us to persevere unto the end. All this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.